This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
On this Friday morning, we have a lot to get to here today, including posture, something that no one ever talks about anymore. Why is that?
I don't know. It's kind of lost its... I'm a stickler on it. I'm a big posture person. I sit on a ball at work. That's my chair.
I was thinking about that, you know, but doing this for 3 hours, because I like that
feeling. Well, you sit longer for longer periods.
Yeah, which
I don't
like.
So, yeah.
I was thinking about maybe we should have thought about building a stand-up desk to do the show.
You could do that.
I've never, I'm 26 years, I've never done the show.
Standing up?
The microphone won't even go up high enough.
It could be correctable. There's little things you could do.
Yeah. Well, not, but they're low profile mics, so they're not meant to do that as well. But yes, but posture isn't something that when I was a kid, a standard, ordinary, heard often phrase was stand up straight.
Yep. In my parents' house all the time, especially if I was sitting at the table, sit up straight.
Sit up straight. Stand up straight.
Be proud.
It seemed arbitrary as a kid to have those things barked at you. Mm-hmm. But I have good posture.
It also comes with
what are you laughing
strong
at?
Core.
I don't know.
No, you're laughing. You're giggling. Because Nick's got to be the rebel on all this stuff.
Nick, do you have poor posture?
Probably. Yeah. I imagine.
Do you ever catch yourself too, where you're like, you're kind of doing this, and I'll be driving. I'm like,
somebody told me one time in an anonymous piece of that I walked too cocky.
Because you have good posture.
I don't know.
Good Lord.
I walk with purpose. There's a whole different thing. Like I don't do any unnecessary. Like I go point A to point B. Right?
No wasted energy.
Well, it's a direct line kind of thing. I am self-aware enough to know that.
And I'm always looking straight ahead when I walk.
And
I'm
somebody
never looking
at down. The Y one time told me years ago, you walk with such confidence. And I'm like, okay, it's not, none of this is
because I'm sure where I'm going. I'm confident I'm going over there.
Yes, right? but there's no more thought to it than that. But I do have good posture. Yeah. I mean, my shoulders are squared. I stand up straight. And what got me started on this was that I was literally reading a story that literally your posture can affect how your stomach absorbs medicine, like that there are now studies that are showing, because we've had, and I won't just say gaming, but devices and all of these things where you've got sort of kind of the problem, maybe with the hunch and the stuff, that we're seeing an impact on how medicine is spread inside your body, and particularly in your stomach area, based on posture.
That's intriguing. Who would have thunk?
I guess it makes sense to me, really, when you think about it.
Yeah.
You know, with the advent of the PC and the advent, well, maybe going back to the typewriter, you know, but this sort of over the thing, and is it a thing that people even suggest anymore?
No.
I mean, do kids in school, do they say sit up straight?
Doubtful.
Nick, you ever do that with any of your students?
Only if they're trying to sleep in my class.
Okay, that's a little different.
No, but not in general.
But I mean,
like,
wake up. No slouching.
Yeah, not the 817 spine check. We're not doing any of that. No.
But maybe we should. Maybe. You know, sometimes things go away.
Actually, I'm going to do that a little bit.
What do you mean?
I'm going to integrate that. Why not? That's a low-hanging fruit.
It is, because and here's the long-term benefit. Beyond what could be health benefits, right? You know, and how medicine impacts you or doesn't, but your arch, your spine, your your confidence level. When you walk into a room to meet a prospective employer, or when you meet new people, these body signal things, I think we've gone away from that, right? Or at least the stuff that we consciously it pings, we may not realize why it pings or what it, but it does matter.
When I notice those people when I'm out,
right,
the ones that are slouching, or I just want to say, pull your shoulders back, stand up straight.
There is a certain sort of psychological kind of connotation that may or may not be fair, but I think it is registered. Or am I like just really old?
I think for some of us it registers.
Nick,
it certainly did in the past. I mean, you know, you make sure your shirt's buttoned, get up there, stand up straight, project, you know, all that sort of stuff. And some of that's been kind of lessened, but you're right. Subtly, that might be what you're...
And I think here's the... This is sort of like It doesn't make sense, but it does. I feel like with COVID, we have more recognition of body language because we've spent more time on camera with multiple people. And then you compare those boxes to how people, right? The first thing you know is the people that don't turn on the cam. And what is automatically assumed?
Checked out or sloppy or both.
Lack of confidence, yep, too, right? Mm-hmm. Or then the person who's kind of, versus the person who's engaged, mm-hmm, versus the person. So, I mean, I think in weird ways, having less in-person and more screen time has even enhanced that.
You had less subtleties to judge versus this was being almost like televised.
Right.
Your personality's being televised. And exactly, it's being compared to other people on TV at the same
right
time.
Right. So where you would have had a meeting with a couple of people, now you got a meeting with 18 people and you're looking at the differences of the body languages of all 18, whether you think you are or not. It's registering.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And the more you slouch, I mean, then you look at your back is weak and your, you know, and your chest is.
You're sending out.
Yeah. And then you need to stretch out your chest.
Surrender message.
Just, yeah. And when I get those Nick's clients, I'm like, yeah.
No, no, you're not. This is, I think that it is, this has evolved a little bit, but not for the better per se in the physical or health sense. I'm certainly not better, but you know, people can exude power just by being confident and calm and, you know, relaxed looking, you know, like, hey, not rattled by all this. You guys are all in suits and uptight. And that guy that's the most important in the room is up there in tennis shoes, chilling.
Yeah, I don't know where posture came into suits or tennis shoes. I mean, you can stand up straight doing either. I don't think it has anything to do with what you're wearing.
I see where you're going. If you have good posture, regardless of what you're wearing.
Well, no, that's what I said. I didn't say you had to have a suit on.
I mean, what I'm saying is the way you present yourself, the casual sunk shoulders is not the sin that it once was in the business world before.
It may not, but for, well, you're assuming that it was one thing or another, and I don't think it's that black and white. I'm telling you, you walk into a room, and part of owning that room is your posture. Whether people register it individually as such, they are registering it. And whether you're wearing tennis shoes or a suit, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, when was the last time you saw me in a suit? But I still feel like I get lumped in with the suits in Nick's world. I got a hoodie on and a baseball hat today, and Nick still puts me with the suits.
I want to see a suit on Friday. Next Friday, suits.
That's not what I'm saying.
You do a little. Sometimes. Yes, you're right. The corporate sort of CEO vision isn't what it was 20 years ago. I mean, you're right about the visual appearance of being more casual in clothes. But I will tell you, if you watch Billions, Bobby Axelrod might have been wearing a Metallica t-shirt, but he was, his posture projecting, and his confidence was that of a guy in a suit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I see what you're saying.
I just worry that this is just stuff that seems old fashioned, but actually plays a role in your life health wise and projection wise. And whether it's fair or not to judge people, judgment-wise, whether people even realize they're judging it. Some of this stuff is caveman.
Oh, yeah.
Still built into our DNA.
Yeah, I mean, outside at night, person walks by with hoodie, I'm somewhat more scared of that person versus if they were just walking, and that's just built in.
Law enforcement will tell you that people who get mugged and people who get randomly, that there is a difference, that criminals profile that based on your confidence level.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know?
It works both ways.
Yeah. So all I'm saying is it seems like a lost art of teaching this, like that we don't even mention it anymore.
Oh, yeah. I remember when I was in college, you know, you're walking back from a class at late at night or later at night, or if you're just walking the campus late at night by yourself, it was always stand up straight, always look side to side, always had my keys between my fingers ready to go, but always confident.
But if you project,
not,
I'm the wrong person to mess with,
easy mark.
Then they're going to go to somebody else.
I wasn't looking
just
down.
Scientifically, yeah. Odds. Not, doesn't mean you can't get attacked by somebody.
Well, and you'll see people walking on the sidewalks here during the day, and you'll see the ones that you don't think are as confident because they'll be looking down.
No. You go to the University of Illinois campus today, and it's six kids wide, and they're all on their phones.
Yep. They're all looking
They're not
down.
Talking to each other. They're just literally like not paying attention to the world.
Oh, they might be having a conversation with each other through their phones.
It could be.
That happens.
Look,
I
told the group, including Dominic, who was at our thing the other day and won an advertising package. We gave away some stuff just as a thank you. I have such deep respect for Nick's intellect and what he brings to the table, even though he tries wholeheartedly every day to paint me as the old man in a suit, not progressing at all.
No way. A little bit. Only on some topics.
A little bit.
Or you just put up a brick wall. But other than that,
sometimes you put up your brick wall at the same time.
Yep. You have to.
I just live in a fortress.
I want you to blow my house down.
I'm not blowing anybody's house down. I think you can teach a kid to stand up straight, and it doesn't mean you're living in the 1950s.
Yeah, quit attacking my generation, man.
Yeah, and it's not your generation. You're in your 40s. I'm talking about kids. See, even that is built with a brick wall. I'm just saying that in the world of physical fitness and health and mental health, that this is something that's kind of a lost art that maybe we should readdress.
I would agree with that.
Align your spine.
Well, and I see it with clients, and whether they know I'm doing it or not, if I see them slouching, then I'm going to definitely strengthen the back, and we're going to stretch out the chest.
Does form matter? But, I mean, when you're doing all of this stuff.
I just thought of something. The teacher at St. Teresa that I share the computer lab with, Miss Bronson, who brought in the FBLA kids on the show, she teaches ergonomics and typing and sitting up and form and, you know, the whole thing that you're talking about, because a lot of us will just sit and type or lay on a couch and thumb type or whatever. But that is being taught, you know. I just thought of that.
Well, I brought it up only because it was interesting to say that, like, just the way you sit in your posture could impact the way medicine is being digested in your body, which makes sense when you think about it. Yeah. If you're not using the body as it's properly meant to be used, right, you can impact that. But I also wonder about, you know, neck issues and back issues and spine issues. And you made fun of me a little while ago about carpal tunnel syndrome, but that is a thing.
I mean,
because of just the change in the way we use our hands and fingers and devices.
Right.
So straighten up.
Right.
Sit up. Stand up straight.
Pull your shoulders back.
Back? It's not necessarily back. It's just up.
I pull mine back. I retract those shoulder blades.
When you walk? Yeah. I think I'd look kind of silly walking like that.
Well, I'm not exaggerating, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Friday. Cardinals tickets at the end of the hour this hour. One person's going to win four. Promise you. Courtesy of First Mid. Do we have anything at the Devon Amphitheater this weekend?
We lost Kansas and Blue Oyster Colt.
Oh, yeah. They because of COVID, right?
Yeah. Aww. Yeah. But working to reschedule that. That was a show that I thought was going to be really,
big.
Really. Yeah.
Yeah. That would be big.
A lot of really good songs in that lineup.
No doubt. But then do we have
the Pop 2000 tour.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that this weekend, Saturday?
I have tickets for that as well. Okay, we're going to have to figure out how to do this. I might do one on social media. We'll give the Cardinals tickets away on the air.
Yeah, that's cool. Are those your tickets?
We don't want to give Nick carpal tunnel syndrome back there dealing with the phones.
Are those your tickets?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. We generally, what we do is give the tickets away at the show, like move somebody, you know, to
give them
great seats. And we try to find somebody from out of town.
Yeah.
So that they have a great experience.
Yeah. American Idol winner here, couple of the big boy bands, Lou Pearlman bands. NSYNC's going to be there.
All right. Now, this is such a strange sight to see. Angela's sitting across from me here on this beautiful Friday, and she brought stuff in. She brought props. She had a big bag. And
I thought that was your purse.
I don't do purses.
Have you ever seen her? I've never. Do you even own a purse?
Nope.
Okay, I didn't think so. Which is, by the way, I'm fine with.
Yes.
That is the biggest. That industry is like, in my mind, two notches above crack cocaine.
Angela, are you the yoga pant pocket with the and then the cards in the back of the phone?
Nope. She's got the phone on the waist.
The little pocket, right? The little slit.
Yeah.
Yep.
So she brings this bag in, and I'm like, what? I mean, it really kind of threw me. She stood up from the chair in the lobby and reached down and grabbed a bag, and I'm like, what in the hell? And it's full of Olivia Newton-John stuff.
Yeah.
That's cool. You a big fan?
Oh, yeah. And I mean, I never saw her in concert. But
well, you don't go to concerts.
I don't go to that many.
Do you ever run into her at a race?
I never have.
That's the most likely place exactly. You guys might cross paths.
Yeah, because I don't like crowds or small, tiny little races that I go to.
When did you come to Decatur?
1998.
Okay, so you were here when she was here. Yeah. You could have gone to Kirkland Fine Arts
and I remember
Center
that.
If you weren't Amish,
I know.
And come to a show and seen her in person in Decatur.
I kind of remember my husband going, hey, Olivia Newton-John's going to be in Decatur. Do you want to go? And I was like, nah, I don't know.
Nah, and, got 6 miles to run.
And he's not as a huge fan, but he would have gone because I wanted to go. But
yes,
I knew
hubby.
He didn't. I knew he probably didn't care about it, but I do remember that. I do remember having that conversation, and yeah, when I was driving up my lane and it came on the radio, I screamed out loud, no, and then I walked into the house and my husband goes, what is wrong? And I said, Olivia Newton-John just died. And he goes, I know, I just heard. I'm sorry.
That's why.
And I'm like, no, but this is big for me. This was my childhood. This was like, you know, I was 8, 9 years old, and
yeah,
she was like the thing for me. I wanted to look like her. I wanted to sound like her.
All right. Well, you'd have to be about a foot shorter and be born in Australia. So,
God,
you know,
her
you
voice
got that.
Was just awesome.
Did you get on board because of Greece or the country stuff?
Greece.
Okay.
All right. See, so now my childhood, it was the country stuff that then turned into pop stuff that then became Greece.
Yeah.
But Angela and I are separated by a few years. Yeah. And so it would have started with, you know, John Travolta in the movies. So you've got like literally LPs.
I do. Greece, I've probably seen it. And I'm not even lying. I've probably seen it 100 times.
Okay. Which for you is like the equivalent of dog years of like 1,000 times for somebody else.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
And Xanadu, was it a great movie? No.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen it twice in the movie theater. I'm probably the only person that has seen it twice in the movie
Based
theater.
On box office numbers, that's probably accurate.
My sister held up the numbers for everybody. She probably saw it 10 times.
Yeah.
Well, between your sister and Angela,
there's
that was
12.
The entire box office.
It's all 12
office.
Viewings.
Yeah. Yep. And then her, I think, only rock album that she did.
Uh-huh.
Totally Hot. I mean, who doesn't want to look like that?
No, wait a minute. What is that? Where is that Physical?
No,
okay,
no, I got
so there
that
was
one.
Another rock
so
album.
I got Physical. Yeah. So those are my four.
Let me see the front of that one.
Of Totally Hot or Physical?
Physical.
This was her short hair.
Yeah, I have that.
Yeah.
That's the one I have.
Super great.
And headbands were a big thing in the 1980s.
I had to have one, so I did get a headband because she had the braided headband, and I had to have one.
I wear a headband at the gym because I'm bald. And it is only a matter of function, because if you don't, you have sweat in your eyes all the time, right? And yet it is such an accessory piece for so many people over the years. But I think Jane Fonda and like Olivia Newton-John, you know, in the 1980s sort of solidified that forever.
With your unitard and
scrunchies and socks.
And your leg warmers.
Yeah.
Yep. I have leg warmers,
Let's
too.
Get physical.
Yep. And my Grease trading cards, now, which I totally forgot I had.
What's that about?
Okay.
I know, right?
Are those in plastic containers?
Well, okay. So I just, my husband
sleeves?
Did this for me because he was doing his baseball cards and he just ordered a bunch. So he was like, I have some extras. Do you want me to put them in there? And I was like, sure. So the other night he put them in little sleeves for me.
Wow. You got, I mean, this hit the family hard this week.
Yeah.
Is that a complete set?
No.
Oh.
And it was one of those things where, you know, you had some extra cash
maybe,
as a kid. So I went and got the gum.
Well,
in there
maybe we can find the complete set for
Lord.
You.
Lord. Oh,
what's the value? What's the online value of the Grease trading card?
I don't know, Nick. You need
collection.
To look that up for
I'll
me.
I'll look it up, yeah. I will find
can
it.
Can we make that happen for Angela? We need to make that happen for
well,
her.
Be careful what you wish for.
Huh?
It might be a few $100 in.
And on the backs of some of them, you know, you can make your puzzle.
Yeah.
You get, oh,
does it have
geez.
A date on it, printed real small on it?
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, I probably can't even read it with my glasses
on. I mean, was
on.
It at the time of the movie, like in real time?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes they go back and revisit sets like that.
1978.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
Now, I'm
they're
saying
in good shape.
There's, I'm looking at vintage 1978 Grease trading cards, lot of 52. How many do you think you have? You don't have 52.
No,
you
maybe I don't
half
think so.
Of those?
Yeah, probably. I'll have to count them.
I can get these for $15.
No, I figured they weren't worth very much.
No, but
they're worth
but,
a ton
but
for me.
The value is for you.
Yeah.
Don't ever do things because they're worth dollars. Do things because they're worth something
order.
To you. So who was your favorite character in Grease?
Oh,
other than Olivia Newton-John?
I'd have to
Sandy
go with...
was at the top of the list.
Yeah, I liked Stockard Channing, Rizzo.
Wasn't she great?
She was awesome. And she was 33 years old playing that part.
Well, they all were, weren't they?
Olivia was 29.
How old was Travolta?
23.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they were both older ladies.
Yep.
Versus the young pup. And then Kanicki, right? The guy mm-hmm. that played Kanicki was the guy who played Danny Zuko mm-hmm. on Broadway, played the John Travolta mm-hmm. role, and yep. then he got the second part in the movie.
And he was in Taxi.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Now, did you like Grease 2?
No.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I tried. No.
It was just
It was
bad.
Awful.
Michelle
yeah.
Pfeiffer was in that.
Yep, yep. No, I just, yeah.
Okay. But, all right, I'm going to get these for you. I'm gonna find the entire set for you.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, no, I'm happy that you're happy about something pop culture because that never happens.
What color are those, pink or green?
They're pink. There are a few. Series I have one. A few green, the not many.
Green series two.
Let's see what date that is. That's same, 78. I can still read it.
Man, if you got no creases on that Danny Zuko card. Woo!
Don't, no creases.
Oh, man.
None of them
get that
have
graded,
creases.
You get a couple hundred bucks for it.
Really?
Yeah, you'd have to get it graded, though.
So how come I can get the whole set for 15?
Because, there was one that I noticed. Oh, it was Stockard Channing. It just said Stockard Channing on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where the rest of them actually say the character's name.
So it was an error.
So I was like, and that's exactly what my husband mm-hmm. said. You guys all in your cards. He's like, I wonder if they caught that.
And I'm like, sure there's different
He's like,
reprints.
That one's probably worth something because it just says mm-hmm. Stockard Channing on it.
Do you want just the cards or do you want them in the original wax packs?
Oh, wow.
Oh, then I can't open them.
Yes, you can, because it's not about the money value. You're not going to resell them. It's about your own personal happiness.
Oh, shoot.
There's 132 for the whole set.
Oh.
132 quantity. So 66 in series one, then 67 through 132.
Nice.
And then there were the stickers that got put in there, and there were 22 of those.
What's the cost?
I haven't found the cost.
That's so fun.
Wow, series one box is selling on eBay for $275.
Oh, Lord.
But that's a sealed in the packs.
Yeah, don't open that. See, that's what's, that's like Sheldon on The Big Bang Theory. I can't imagine not opening my toys or my stuff.
Well, that's why for a while,
yeah.
In a certain time frame, they became so valuable
yeah.
because so few people did, right?
Yeah,
now
exactly.
Everybody knows to do it, and so there's not as much value because everybody's trying to do the same thing.
Some of mine go right into plastic clamshells right away.
Yeah. All right. So what's your favorite Olivia Newton-John song?
Oh, easy. Water Under the Bridge. I'm
not even familiar with it.
So I have the 45. It is the B-side to Have You Never Been Mellow.
Oh, so going back to old 70s. See, so you were around for
I have the 45 of that.
Really?
One. And
to play it?
Well, we have an old Victrola.
Oh, do you really?
So I could play it on that, but I got to crank that sucker. Crank it.
Oh, like an actual,
crank it.
No kidding.
So I don't have any, but I'm like, we need to buy a turntable so I can play my stuff.
You
now.
Can get those pretty affordable
yeah,
now.
Yeah. So
I mean, and actually pretty good quality. That's
yeah.
I always kind of wondered, back in the day when we were actually buying those, they always seemed to be overpriced.
Mm-hmm.
Like the technology was the same in one of those things that like would button up like a suitcase mm-hmm. or a briefcase as like the high end. You're like, well, what's the real difference? The needle?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
No, I just remember as a little kid, I had one of those portable
45. Everybody had one of
those.
And
I would, every time we went to visit my grandparents, I'd take it.
I feel a little sorry for the kids today. I mean, not that there's not technological development. There certainly is. But we lived through so many different devices mm-hmm. that it kind of felt like we were reinventing music every time. Like, you would go from literally the LP or the mm-hmm. 45, and you had the little briefcase style mm-hmm. like you unclasp it and turn it up and you could put it in, and if you held one of those little yellow circle things up in front of a kid today, they'd have no idea what it is. But then we went to like eight tracks. And then we went to cassette tapes and then we went to compact disc and then we went to MP3s and we had all these different sort of the cool kind of faddish sort of things to be in, and now I guess you do the same thing, just the delivery method is the same. The platform, mm-hmm. I guess, changes occasionally, but not really. It's all through your phone.
Yeah.
So they don't get to have the fun stuff that goes with it.
Yeah, now that's a special kind of thing. You pick out your favorite artist. They'll put out, hey, we're re-releasing this thing or we're releasing this, and then you sign up for the spectacle of it. It's not run of the mill everyday thing. It's a treat.
Yeah, but I miss like the album art and all the thank you. I mean, even like the stuff of like with the product that you would get with it, like that album, right?
Yeah,
I distinctly remember, you know, you pulled that out of the bag, and I'm like, okay, I had that album. I remember that picture. I remember the art. I remember all of it, right?
Yeah.
And the inside fold that had all the pictures, you know, from the movie.
All the dog-eared corners and everybody's old albums are all jacked up.
Now I've never seen Xanadu. I don't even know what the movie's about.
It's kind of
what is it about?
It's kind of musy. It's a lot of
who was in it besides Olivia Newton-John?
That's a good question. Nobody that you would
Electric
know.
Light Orchestra. They did the whole soundtrack, didn't they? ELO. Yeah.
It's a really good soundtrack. It lots of roller skating.
Oh my god!
It's
1980. Man, I would have never pegged you for this.
I know. I just loved her.
Gene Kelly was in that movie.
Wow. Let's see. Oh yeah, here we go. Michael Beck.
Michael Beck was the who's very obscure, but I will give you the film that he is known for. He was the lead in Warriors, which is a cult status film about gangs in New York that came out a year or two before Xanadu, and everybody thought he'd be a big star, and I don't think he ever turned into one. But he was the male lead, right?
Yes, and I look at him and I'm like, oh yeah. He's been in other stuff, but I can't
And
think
Nick,
of
your
anything.
Sister's a super fan. How would you describe the film?
They go back in time. They do
a lot of neon and music from what I remember. That was really, and roller skating.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's all.
It makes me want to go back and watch it. I
remember
like
two movies from that time that sort of seemed to be in the same category for me. Xanadu and Can't Stop the Music. Can't Stop the Music was the Village People movie with Bruce Jenner.
Oh, huh.
Do you remember that?
I don't remember that one.
I don't think I've ever even heard of it.
Oh, I mean, they're considered to be like the you know, two of the worst movies ever made because it was sort of trying to capitalize on disco, but it was like it was too late, you know, whereas Saturday Night Fever sort of hit in the sweet spot. Disco was dead. And it was,
I love disco.
You buried the lead. Steve Guttenberg was in that film.
That's burying the lead.
He made Three Men and a Baby, right?
And a lot of really bad Police Academy movies. Yeah, exactly.
Love
right.
doing that.
So it was, the Village People were sort of the main stars of that. Now here's, well, I don't even know.
I remember that artwork.
Do you?
Yeah. I never
Xanadu
saw it.
And Can't Stop the Music are often lumped together just because they were musicals. And it was sort of a time that it was very dated even by the time it came out and had a lot of sort of non-actors or people that were, you know, because they were
cash grab kind of thing. Yeah.
And they're considered to be two of the worst films ever made.
Well, they got my money.
But I think Xanadu actually had a fairly good sized budget. I mean, where Can't Stop the Music sort of seemed thrown together. Right?
Soundtrack's good.
Okay.
If you like ELO, and I do.
Yes. There you have it. I didn't, and maybe that's why I don't like Electric Light Orchestra.
Maybe.
We might have pinpointed a psychological impact point in my life that I didn't even know existed.
Didn't know.
Maybe so. Yeah, you just wrote them off because they cashed in.
You know who else was on the musical soundtrack of that? The Tubes.
Oh, wow. Oh.
And Cliff Richard. How in the world did they end up with this combination?
Was Village People on? Did they do any of the music in Can't Stop the Music?
Oh yeah.
Okay, good. At least they were consistent
It was basically their story, if I remember correctly.
Oh, okay.
And Valerie Perrine, do you remember from Superman, Lex Luthor's girlfriend?
Yeah.
You know, she was sort of like the sex symbol MILF of the time. You know, when you were a kid, you didn't really identify it that way, but and she was in it.
In which one? In the
Can't Stop the Music.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look that one up.
I don't even know where you find it. This is the weird spot in streaming that is sometimes missing, right?
Yeah.
Like you go, I got 8,000 gazillion, everything I can find. Yeah. And then this isn't living anywhere other than I can buy it for like $19 and watch it through Amazon.
You know where these movies end up are on the Tubies, the Crackles, the second tier sure. stuff. That's where they're
absolutely.
At. Yep, the free one.
I had no idea. Man, I got this one wrong. I would have never pegged Angela coming in with a bag full of Olivia Newton-John
no,
stuff.
No, nobody well,
she,
does.
She has said multiple times that she loves Grease.
Yeah.
And you even said you liked Beauty School Dropout Girl. What's her name?
The only one that ended up in both movies.
Yeah. Even
Didi Con.
Yeah,
I remember you talking about this quite a bit, actually.
Yeah.
That's
my
cool.
favorite movie of all time, yeah.
But would you have guessed LPs and trading card mm-hmm. collections?
Not trading cards.
And like in sleeves?
Not trading cards. No chance of that. But the records, yeah, I can see that. That's cool.
Yeah. I need a turntable now. I think I'm going to have to go get one.
I bought one for like $70.
Yeah,
a little suitcase.
Pretty, yeah.
It's easy. Plug it in. You could Bluetooth it if you want.
I mean, mine was just used and abused as a kid. I had to put a penny on the actual needle because I'd used it so much it didn't have enough.
Man, there's a lost art for you.
Hey, I had to put a penny on my brand new one.
Because it wouldn't stay down.
Funny story. I got on Amazon and I ordered something mm-hmm. and I was telling my mom, I said, look, my needle, it doesn't play some of these records consistently. She's like, get a penny. I was like, what for? So I just tape a penny to it.
Yep. Tape it.
Worked.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
There it was.
That's how we rolled.
Well, then came the cassette, and then you had the two little pieces at the top of the cassette that you either protect it so it couldn't get erased over, or make sure you could tape over.
I also loved that with cassettes, you could put a pencil eraser in it and wind them.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Perfect size.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's almost intentional.
Yeah.
It seemed perfect. I love that.
Do you think that we... This is going to sound... Do you think that there was more enjoyment when there was a process to get to it? I'll give you another example.
You always say that for vacation,
yes.
The drive to
like
it.
Like when we drove to Disney World as a kid, the anticipation of 2 days, and then when you got there, the arrival. Was there more appreciation because of the process than having everything immediately? A little bit.
Yeah, I think
that. I feel like it, yeah.
But it's different. The mechanism was you suffered through whatever, and suffer's not the right word.
But,
and then the payoff was there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now we're having micro payoffs all the time.
Right.
So,
and I'm not,
so we're always
it's
happy.
It's not good or bad. I'm just saying, was there maybe just, did the anticipation of something and the process of something create a sweeter outcome because there was like an investment than just going play?
I think so. I'll give you a modern day analogy. Football, my favorite thing to do is to go to a Falcons game.
Yep.
When the season's over, the build and the anticipation of being in that stadium and then the ball kicks off, I'm like, oh, it's so sweet. I had to wait like 9 months for it or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it is. And then next week it's less sweet because I just did it.
And for your TV entertainment, right? I'm incredibly frustrated because Lindsay's been going to bed at like 7 o'clock at night every night for like 2 weeks. And so I can't watch Blackbird until like every 6 days when she decides to stay up to watch an episode of Blackbird. So I feel like that old school way of like, oh, you only get an episode a week, you know, as it's doled mm-hmm. out to you versus the binging just of all of it back mm-hmm. to back to back. And in some weird way, I've enjoyed it more because of that.
Yeah.
Tell her that.
I've been saying that the whole time.
Yeah, don't let her know that.
We go through and I go, ooh, we got a new one of those.
Yes.
It's like, it's a happy.
But that's an old school thing that we recognize because when you were growing up, that's what you had. There wasn't any other choice.
Yeah.
And that's how I am with the Indy 500. I only go to that race, really. And I look forward to it every year.
Hey, everyone. I have incredible news when it comes to the internet. If you want it all, just like I do, there's a new way to save with Xfinity. Now get Xfinity internet with unlimited data, Wi-Fi equipment included, and a free streaming box with your favorite entertainment. All for just $50 a month with a 2-year rate guarantee and no annual contract required. Switching to Xfinity has never been easier. It's risk-free, and you'll get all the Wi-Fi power your family needs for a house full of connected devices. And with everything you've got going on at home, you deserve internet that can keep up. Get an incredible value on unlimited internet and free streaming. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today to learn more. Limited time offer, restrictions apply, requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. New fast internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices. Remember, you can get this incredible value on unlimited internet and free streaming. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today to learn more. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Corky Nicholson with Hickory Point Bank. Decatur is full of hard-working business owners. From family-owned shops and restaurants to companies with hundreds of employees, local businesses are making a positive impact on our community. And we get it. We understand local businesses because we are a local business. We make our own decisions just like you. You're local, we're local, and we're all working to make our hometown an even better place. Hickory Point Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Shopping at a small business doesn't mean smaller service. Hi, this is Lauren from Dale's South Lake Pharmacy and Coley's Corner Drugs. Whether your big box pharmacy is closing or you're tired of the long wait time at that store, we're here to help. Dale's and Coley's offers a variety of over-the-counter medications as well as many home health care aids for your sports or do-it-yourself injuries. We offer easy prescription transfers, free delivery service, and competitive pricing you want. Stop in today at Dale's or Coley's. Give us a call at 429-5165 for all your pharmacy needs.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan. How can I help?
Hi, thanks for telling my family and me about Toyota's national sales event. We got a new RAV4 during the event, and it's been great.
Well, that makes me happy. Right now through September 6th, it is the best time to drive off in a new Camry Hybrid, Tacoma, and more. So what are you up to?
You know, we took the RAV4 to a great spot, and now we're exploring a cave.
Amazing.
Yeah, my wife talked me into spelunking. I'm actually a complete and absolute amateur. Huh, I could have done without the echo on that.
Toyota's national sales event is on. Visit your participating Toyota dealer today to enjoy every last second of summer. Right now, get 1.9% APR for 48 months on many of Toyota's most popular models. Toyota, let's go places.
1.9% APR financing for 48 months with $2,165 borrowed on approved credit from Toyota Financial Services. This does not include taxes, license, title, registration fees, and dealer fees. Does not include college guard or military rebate. Varies by region. See dealer for details. Offer ends 9/6/22.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
It's been a fun week. I've enjoyed the show. It's usually a good sign. If I don't enjoy it, we're probably not doing very well. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I was telling Angela that Olivia Newton-John in person was, you know, smaller than you think. And you've met a number, scores of entertainment.
Hundreds, yeah.
They're mostly smaller than you think, right?
Not in counting athletes, 85% of famous people are smaller than you have in your head that I've met.
And like, I remember... I was in an airport security line in Washington, D.C. at Reagan International Airport. And I'm not paying attention. You know, I'm just standing there getting ready to, you know, as you got to go through the thing. And I noticed the guy in front of me, like he sort of looked familiar from kind of behind. And it was Anderson Cooper. Same thing. His fingers look like 4-year-olds. Like, I mean, like
really
his hands.
Small guy.
But his head's large. Because TV people have big heads.
I saw him with a baseball cap one time.
Yeah. Or the guy who plays the priest on The Walking Dead that was in The Wire. What's his name? You know what I'm talking about.
I do. I don't know his name.
Same thing. He had a baseball hat on. We were in line at an airport in Atlanta. And at that point, I really hated his character on The Walking Dead. You know, his character evolved after that. But I, you know, that's what I told him. It was like, man. The Wire. And he's like, I know, it's all I ever hear. You know, I mean, right. But he was way smaller than I would have guessed. Just there's something about framing the shot and how they make people look. And I mean, everybody knows that, like Tom Cruise and Sylvester Stallone and most of these guys are not tall guys. Yeah. But it is amazing when you meet them how you have this perception through the big screen, through whatever, of them being larger than life.
They must cast a bunch of characters that are similar in size or shorter, so it makes them look bigger.
It's just movie magic. It's just part of, right? Huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't do you any service to show things in scale to diminish their stature.
Yeah.
You know, it just doesn't do any good. So you always see them average or bigger unless the character calls to, they're small and weak or whatever, and they'll do the exact same thing. And,
yeah. She's listed, you know, just technically as 5'6". I don't feel like she felt that tall to me, but it's like the NBA draft, right? I mean, they never really tell you the true height of any of those people, do they?
No, not.
Now, John Travolta seems like a taller guy.
He does.
I've never seen him in person.
He's supposed to be supposedly 6'2". So, who knows? But your average, you know, if you just take the cast of like Game of Thrones, way smaller than you think they are. They're out there slaying dragons, but just 6 inches less than you think.
And like I said, the flip side is athletes. They're way bigger than you can imagine. A guy, he's like, oh, he's only 6'1 as a point guard. That's pretty tall. And then you get up to 7+. Brian saw a 7'7" guy, George Mirason.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
And when you stand next to somebody like that, it's like alien. I mean, it doesn't even look real, right? It
doesn't make sense.
And if you think I'm kidding, do they still have the basketballs with the handprints at the United Center up there? Mm-hmm. There's the Shaquille O'Neal one where you can put your hand in his handprint and just see. You just think, that can't be real. And yes, it is.
His shoe, if you ever get a chance to pick one up, it's like picking up a remote control car. I mean, it's it's like,
I could put both of my feet in one shoe.
Yes. It's bigger than your head.
Oh my God.
In fact, during an All-Star game, they put a cell phone in one of his shoes, and then people were using the Shaq shoe phone on the sidelines. It's bigger than everybody's head.
And here's what what you don't realize. I mean, you used to think of like Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
We mentioned Taxi earlier, was on with Jeff Conway on the original Taxi. He's 4'10".
I was going to say he's not even 5 feet
he's
tall.
He's itty bitty.
No, but Patton Oswalt's 5'3". Yeah. He's only 4 inches taller than Danny DeVito.
I've stood next to Patton Oswalt.
Michael J. Fox is 5'4".
Yep.
You know, so, I mean, there's not much difference between Michael J. Fox and Danny DeVito.
No, not really. But if you're under 5, you're...
Gosh.
Yeah, and Danny's always embraced
Martin Scorsese,
that.
By the way, 5'4".
Huh.
Christoph Waltz had to be that height too. The guy from Inglourious Bastards,
The Bond villain.
Bond as well. Yeah. I was kind of towering over him.
Kevin Hart.
Tall. Oh yeah, I met him in Milliken. I was definitely taller than him when I got my.
Tom Cruise is my height.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Now, if that may be the most spectacular example of what we're talking about because of the franchises built around, you know, between Jack Reacher, Mission Impossible, Top Gun, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's just an average height.
Well, 5'7" isn't average. It's short.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah.
I'm 5'7". Has anybody described me as average height ever in the hate calls you get? Has anyone ever go that average height, Brian Byers?
No. I wonder what average height technically
it's
is.
It's not us.
No, it's not us, I guess. Yeah, I've always been short.
And how tall are you?
About your height.
Yeah, 5'7".
Almost identical height.
Same height as Tom Cruise.
Yeah. I have the same size hands as Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't know how that's possible.
How do you know that?
Put him in a concrete cast of his.
Oh, out in Hollywood?
Yeah. And I don't have like abnormally large hands or anything. I'm assuming that they're just not proportionate to those big muscles.
We're also the same height as Billy Crystal. Yet I believe that.
Yeah.
But the Tom Cruise seems weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Comedian versus action star.
Sure.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
How tall are you?
5'9".
5'9"?
Yeah.
Okay. You hold yourself taller than that.
Oh, well.
Yeah, you read as a tall person.
And I mean that as a compliment.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. I always wanted to be 6 foot.
Jesse Eisenberg?
Oh, yeah.
5'7"?
Mm-hmm. I believe that. I bet Eminem's about our height, too.
Is he really?
You think?
Yeah.
Because he seems tall to me.
I think I was looking him right in the eyes. I think he's about our height. I'm not
crazy.
Certain.
Crazy. I would have thought 6 foot.
Who's the Greek guy from The Hangover?
Zach Galifianakis.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. He's
got to be
5'7".
Yeah, I've met him. Yeah, okay, yeah, he's about our height.
I thought he was shorter than that.
Well, that's my point. Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
5'7".
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, I'm interested about Paul Rudd.
Wayne Knight. Is only 5'7".
I don't even know who that is.
Jurassic Park, Seinfeld. One of the greatest character actors.
Oh, I didn't know that was
Newman.
His name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Newman.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's the Barbasol can.
Oh, yeah.
James McAvoy, who has played all kinds of, you know, including Professor X. Of course, when you're in a wheelchair, it's probably hard to 5'7".
Yeah. Hmm. I feel like Patrick Stewart might be that height as well.
Al Pacino. 5'7".
We knew that.
Yes, of course. He does look short now. He didn't look short like in The Godfather, right? Or like in the early days.
Yeah.
But now it's, I don't know. Of course, he's probably shorter.
He also has the hunch.
Ben Stiller?
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's got
5'7".
Yep.
I wouldn't have thought him to be that tall, honestly.
Ben Stiller, yeah.
Mark Antony?
The singer?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So
5'6½.
Oh,
he doesn't even get to this 5'7".
He's got
to
have that half, though.
I have a picture, I think, with him that I'm taller than.
Mark?
Yeah.
Why do I always pronounce it that way?
I don't know.
His name is Mark Anthony.
Yeah.
I just feel like you should say Mark Anthony.
He was with J-Lo, and J-Lo was considerably taller than him. Probably shoes and stuff like that.
But. Martin Freeman from Sherlock and then in the Avengers
one of the,
world.
Lord of the Rings.
And Lord of the Rings.
He's the Hobbit.
Yeah.
Bilbo Baggins.
Okay.
Jet Li.
Oh, I love Jet Li.
5'6".
Yep. Tony Jaa also in that genre, about the same height.
This is just...
Yeah, it's common. It
Jack
really is.
Black. I mean, I would never be able to take a stab at how tall Jack Black is. He's 5'6", so we are taller than Jack.
Hmm.
What happened to him? Where did he go?
Oh, he's just doing a lot of Tenacious D stuff, and yeah.
I don't encounter him all that much.
Yeah.
All right, we do have to give these tickets away.
Yes.
Cardinals Brewers Sunday, 4 tickets, right?
Correct, day game.
What about break? Do we need one last break here?
I could use one. Yeah.
Okay, let's do that. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up and we'll give those tickets away courtesy of First Mid. We'll be back with more right after this.
Your eye color, freckles, even your hairline are all inherited from your parents. Did you know cataracts can also be inherited? Cataracts develop gradually over time, so change in your vision may appear subtle. If you notice your vision has become cloudier, schedule a consultation at Gailey Eye Clinic. We individualize treatment plans to discover the best path to the clarity you deserve. Learn more about cataract surgery at GaileyEyeClinic.com. Gailey Eye Clinic, focused on you.
HSHS St. Mary's Cancer Care Center, where our patients say it best.
A few months ago, a terrified 38-year-old with 3 young kids walked in your doors. From the very first moment, I was welcomed with open arms. They not only save your life, but they minister a love to you in the process.
HSHS St. Mary's Cancer Care Center. We're here with you.
Millikan University, next generation of courageous, confident students, and is now accepting applications for the fall 2023 semester. The application is free, and early applicants have the most scholarship opportunities. The university's prestigious majors and programs, thriving campus life, winning athletic programs, and competitive financial aid packages mean Millikan is in high demand. Visit millikan.edu/apply to learn more about the application process. You're right on time to make it Millikan.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I love Bill Withers. There's a great documentary about him. He was a genius.
I know.
Martin Sheen, Dustin Hoffman, 5'5".
Yeah, Eminem 5'8".
How was President Bartlett only 5'5"?
I don't know. Angela, your height? I thought of someone that I had seen. Cameron Diaz, 5'9", also.
Oh.
She's back to acting, by the way. Didn't she retire for like 10 years?
Yeah.
Woody Allen, 5'5".
Oh, yeah.
Scott Kahn, James Kahn's son, who's probably most famous for the Hawaii 5-0 remake, 5'5".
Jeez.
Man, can you imagine the blocking just involved in the shooting of this stuff?
Because
that Australian guy he was starring with is like 6'3".
Yep. Wow. You got to be a little closer to the screen.
Emilio Estevez, I guess it makes sense if Martin Sheen's 5'5", is 5'5", and he was Billy the Kid. Hmm. There you have it. Hmm. The list goes on and on and on and on. And some of them you think of as short, and some of them you don't, right? And if you think of it, it's basically primarily what field they're in. Are they in action? Are they in comedy? I mean, like I know Martin Short Martin Lawrence is short, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or Kevin Hart, right? But you don't think of some of these others the same way.
No.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.